Sri Garanga Nityananda, Sri Advaita Chandra, Radhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Vancha Kalpa Trivyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha, Titanam Pavani Bhyo, Vaishnava Bhyo, Namo Nama. This is Sri Radhara Sudaniti class, continuing with verse 128, which describes some of the qualities of Radharani, her seva, and her beauty, the beauty of her feet. And we were discussing how the millions of gopis are worshipping Radharani, even Madhava himself, what to speak. And then the last line is, we also want to worship. Shuddha Premaika Lilandhira Haha Mahatankam Ankastatecha Preshta Vibrat Yadabra Spurad Atula Kripa Sneha Madhurya Murti Pranali Koti Nirajita Parashushama Madhuri Maravena Shiradhamam Agadamrita Rasabarite Karihi Dase Abhisinchet. We're discussing a third line about Radharani's lotus feet, the perfection of meditation, the perfection of bhajan, the perfection of life. Radhadasyam Padasevanam, Radha Padasevanam. Someone asks us about the nine limbs of devotion. We'll say Radha Shravanam, Radha Kirtanam, Radha Smaranam, Radha Padasevanam, Radha Archanam, and Radha Vandanam, Radha Dasyam, Radha Dasyam, Radha Sakyam, Radha Atmanavedanam. Because these nine limbs of devotion are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, and repeated also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and they were spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto, and there are other places, but he was doing Vishnu Smaran, that was his perfection, Prahlad, and that Smaran saved him, that produced in the Sringadeva a Vishnu form, unique Vishnu form, special appearance. So then he said, this is it, this is devotion, Vishnu Bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam. You do puja, then you say prayers for forgiveness of for offenses or glorification of the Ishtadev. And then you just serve and you become more you serve and become a friend and you give everything like the gopis, Atmanavedanam. So it's all related to Vishnu. Vishnu Upasana, Krishna Upasana, Krishna Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, Krishna Consciousness, Krishna Prema, going back to Godhead, Hare Krishna. And then you come in the Ragmarg and you find out it's Radha Shravanam, Radha Kirtanam, Radha Smaranam, Radha Padasevanam, Radha Archanam. It's very nice. Radha Vandanam means prayers. Vanindra Vrinda Bandate Chiloka Shoka Harani Prasana Vakra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvi Lasani. It's prayers for Radharani. So many prayers. So, Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram, Bhajami Radham Madarasmitasyam, Bhajami Radham Karuna Bharadram, Tato Mamanyasti Gatir Nakapi, Daska Swami Pad's prayer to Radharani. This is from the Milakusamanjali. So we pray to Radharani, what is the sixth limb or seventh limb of devotion? It's Dasyam. Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam. So it's very clear that Rag Bhakti is all about Radha Dasyam. Radha Dasyam, Radha Sakyam. We want to become a Sakhi, no? We're serving the lotus feet in Sakhi Bhav, specifically in Manjri Bhav, Bhavalasrati. And so that's very nice. So Radha Dasyam and Sakyam, Radharani Sakhi, friend, servant, kinkari, and then everything for Radha. Right? Atmanavedanam. Radha Atmanavedanam. Tavevasmi, Najivami Twayavina. Iti Vigaya Radhe. No, Devi Twam. Srila Narayan Maharaj used to substitute Devi for Radhe. That's his bhav. I can't imitate that bhav. And my My particular guru said Das Goswami gave it like this, and that's the way it is, Devi. So then we say, Tvevasmi, Tvevasmi. I can't live. I can't, Radharani, please understand, I am yours, I am yours. I cannot live without you. If you are not merciful unto me, I'm lost. My only goal is your lotus feet. So this third line we're talking about, pranali koti nirajita parasushma maduri marvena. This I mentioned, this verse is about Radharani Seva, it's about her qualities, and it's about the beauty of her feet, that her feet are very beautiful. And the Sri Padamanjari Srupavesh, he's appreciating how beautiful Radharani's feet are, even though he, she, and Siddha Avasta, he's Tunga Vidya Sakhi, and also apparently has some Manjari form also, which he's seeing and serving and reporting, and not reporting, but recording in these verses. So he's seeing Radharani's feet are very sweet. And they're Sushma, they're Susam, like Kusam. They're very fragrant, very, very fragrant. And what about those feet? What is the value of Radharani's feet? This is the quality. They're sweet and they're fragrant, but they're worshipable. They're the object of worship. They're nirajita, nirajita. And who's worshipping those feet? Prana Ali Koti. Prana Ali Koti, millions of, Koti means millions, and Ali means honeybees. Millions of honeybees are worshipping Radharani's feet. That's true. When Radharani walks along the footpath, so many honeybees gather around her feet. But here it says Pranali. It says Pranali. Pranali means the Pran Ali. Millions of light, with the light, they're very, with millions of Alis, which means also gopis or sakis. Preshta Alibi Sevimano. In the Govindaji Pranam prayer to Radha Govindadev, which is a meditation on Yogapit, a very generic, simplified verse to give you the basic picture of Yogapit Dhyan, which is given in Chaitanya Charitamritam. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpajumada, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi Sevyamano Smarami. I am doing smaran of what? Of the yoga beat. Divyad Brindaranya, Divya Brindaranya, Aranya, in the divine forest of Braj, Divya Brindaranya Kalpajumada, and below this huge Kalpa Vriksha tree is the yoga beat mandir. Divya Brindaranya Kalpa Jumaraj Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto. In the middle there, there's a configuration. The Yogapit Mandir is square in shape, as according to Vastu, Mandirs are usually like that. Square in shape, in the center of the Yogapit is a huge dome, one solid piece, a lotus-shaped dome, exactly as you see in the Purana, or the original Radha Govindaji Mandir in Vrindavan, which is located exactly at the Yoga Peet. In Govinda Lila Mrita and other Lila Granths, it describes it, the Yoga Peet, Vrindavan Yoga Peet, it rises, the area, it rises like the back of a turtle, a tortoise, kachua, anybody's Indian kachua. The back, it goes, the turtle's back, and there's different types of turtles, but this is the Radhakund turtles. Yamuna turtles that were in the Leelas. You know, we have box turtles in the West, but they go like this and like this. Huh? They don't go like this. They're very gradual. So there's from the Yamuna, because Yamuna comes in from the north towards the Yoga Peak, towards Vrindavan, and then it cuts into two two branches, one going north, one goes east and west, and then goes on, and then east and west. On the south side of Yogapit, the two channels of the Yoga of Yamuna are connected by a canal. So Yogapit is surrounded on all four sides by Yamuna. It's almost like Antardweep. In Navadweep, there's nine islands of Navadweep: Sumatradweep, Gotradweep, Madhyadweep, Kuladweep, Ritadweep, Janardweep, Madhyadweep, Rudradweep, Antardweep. There's nine islands in Navadweep. So Antardvip. Antar means inside, middle. So that's where the Jagannath Mishra Bhavan is. And it's a vast estate. And in the middle of that estate is Mahaprabhu Bhavan, Jagannath Mishra's vast house. Then there's one area. There's an inside that Bhavan, in that house, mansion of Jagannath Mishra, very large. There's one Narayana Mandir. They worship Lakshmi Narayan as Nanda Baba and Nandagram worship Lakshmi Narayan. That's called the Narayan Mandir in the house. But then part of the whole complex, the whole estate of Mahaprabhu, which is vast, is inconceivable. It's nothing like what we see when we go down the road from ISKCON and see Yogapith and have some geographical limited calculation. And even then, that's the Naya Yogapith. But the Prachin Yogapith is across the Navadvip, across the Ganga and Koladvip and Navadvip outside the village, about 40 minutes ride. And that's been there since 400 years or so. So that's called Prachin Yogapith. There's two Yogapiths like that. So there, the separate from the house, it's not clear, but either part of the house or separate is the Yogapith Mandir. So it's a very vast, imagine there's so many thousands and thousands of Saivites and sadhana siddhas are all gathered there with their parivars and meeting at the Yogapith and Vaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Gadadhar Parivar, and Vakreshwara Parivar, and Shamananda Parivar, so many. There's this vast square building, the Mandir, Yogapith Mandir. In the center is a big dome. And that dome is going over the Karnikara. Karnikara is Bengali for the center of a lotus flower. We say Corolla, Corolla, the center. And then we're doing a drone view in modern language. We're starting with a drone, not bird's eye. Well, we would say bird's eye, but to become a bird in this age, you have to have a drone. So if you're a drone, you can fly like a bird and take pictures. So if you're in the drone view of the Yogapith looking down, you'll see in the center a vast dome. In the center of this large square. And on all four corners, there's smaller domes. That's four. And in between those four corners, there's four more. It becomes eight plus one is nine. So the Yogapith Mandir has nine domes, small domes, and they're topped with kalash, which is these pots, golden pots, and there's a flag, and on that flag, it's a yellow flag, like this one up here above the house. So that's the drone's view. Then you come down on the ground, and then you enter the Yogapith Mandir. There's four gates in the four directions and into the Mandir. And you walk up the gates. You're walking. There's coming from the Yogapith Mandir, there are four footpaths going in four directions to the Yamuna. I'm speaking of Vrindavan Yogapith now. We left the same configurations there in Mahaprabhu's. So there's four footpaths. The Mandir, there's the whole area is surrounded by the Yamuna or Ganga. And it rises like this, and on the top of it is Mahaprabhu Bhavan or Yogapith Vrindavan. And then the Yogapith Mandir, the whole complex, and Yogapith Mandir is there. So then from it are four pathways that go down to the Yamuna or to the Ganga. And on each side of the pathways, there are Bakul trees. That's why Jai Vataka Swami, back in 1971, he planted Bakul trees on the main entrance to ISKCON Vrindavan. ISKCON, Mayapur. Oh, ISKCON Navadvip. ISKCON Mayapur. And you'll see they're still there. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't been there in 10 years. Maybe, I don't know. But they used to be there. On either side, when you come in the main gate, on either side, there are Bokul trees and some of these little flowers. We have one Bokul tree in the back corner here. And they have these little tiny white flowers, you know? Bokul, very, very fragrant. Even when they fall, even when they dry out, and a mala, they still are so fragrant. So these trees are lining the four paths, and below the trees are flower beds, and beyond that there's flowering bushes, and then there's fruit trees. And near the Yamuna, there's palasha trees and kadamba trees and all these type of trees. And if it's the Ganga, then it's all coconut trees, and like this, some different type of trees that grow on that Leela Stali. So now these four gates, they approach the Yogapith Mandir, then you go up There's some steps leading up to the mandir. There's always steps going up to the mandir. It's auspicious. And when you go up to those steps, you go enter the door of the Yogapit mandir. Either four. And different parivars, they go through different doors. In the east, the door is controlled by Vrindadevi. And then northeast. And south is by Vrindarika. Then west is by... There's names change in different groups, but it's Menaka, or maybe different names, some parivars. Menaka, then Muralika. Muralika is in the north. So now when you walk up the steps outside from the footpath and you enter, then you'll enter the mandir, you'll be on a platform. And that platform is in the middle of the whole build of this whole square yoga pit, and it's eight-sided. There's eight sides to that platform. And there's four steps lead up to it. And it's raised from the floor. That whole platform is raised from the floor about 18 inches or so. And on that octagon, eight-sided, we can say, platform, there's a lotus flower. And lotus flower is 24 petals. In the middle of that lotus flower is called the Karnikara or Corolla, the middle of the flower. And that's directly in the middle of the mandir and directly under the dome, the big dome I told you about. And then in that middle of that Karnikara, in the middle, is the Singhasan, Divyad Brindaranya Kalpajumada, Shriman Ratnagara Simhasanastha. That's a Singhasan. Srimad Srila Radha Govinda Deva. Radha Govinda are there. The Govinda, it's called Govinda Yoga Pit, Maha Yoga Pit. Then surrounding them, Preshta, Alibi, Savyamana, Smarami. Surrounding them, the first eight petals is the Ashtamandris. The next eight petals is Ashtasakis. The next eight petals is the Ashtaupasakis. And all their branches. And it's a huge meeting of the devotees. Yoga Pit. It's the union place. It's the meeting place of the Lord. And all, it's like the queen bee and all the worker bees. So it's the meeting place of Radha Govinda Yuga and all the devotees. So this is what's being indicated in this prayer that I mentioned. This is in a capsule form. This whole meditation is contained in this prayer by Kasturi Manjari appearing in a sadhaka group as Krishnadas Kaviraj. Anyway, sitting on that singhasan with Krishna is Radha Govinda Yuga. And then there, her beautiful feet are there, which we're describing in this verse. Pranali Koti Narajita. So those Koti, thousands of Manjaris and Sakis and Upasakis. Upasaki means Ananga Manjari and Kalavati and Shubangada and Herang Yangi and Ratnareka and the other one, Ratnareka, I forget. Ratnareka, then the other one slips my mind, and then and Darpa Manjari and Fulkalika is one I forgot. Ratnareka and Shikavati. It's a big family. a lot of beautiful names. Fulkalika. Fulkalika Saki. That's one of the call them this. Upa Saki. So they're all worshipping. And then it says Madhavena, and Madhava is also worshipping. So this particular line of this verse is showing the fantastic glories of Radharani's feet. They're sweet, they're fragrant, they're worshipful. God, Krishna, God is worshipping them. And all the millions of the Sakis, the Pranalis, all the Sakis and Mantris are worshipping them. And this is what, and then after seeing that and having a spurti of that, Sripad is then he's glorifying Radharani as a treasure ocean of pure loving pastimes, Shringara Rati, Shuddha Prema, Lila Nidira. Aha ha! He's like, alas, oh, it's amazing. Then he starts glorifying Radharani's mercy and her affection. And her, he says in the second line, which we discussed, her kripa, her sneha, and her madhurya. So this point about Radharani's feet and her being worshipped, I have some notes. So, there's such a beautiful description of Swamini's golden lotus feet. Radha's feet are beautiful and sweet. Radharani's feet are beautiful to see, beautiful to touch and feel, are beautiful to smell, and they're full of sweetness, madhuri. Can you imagine, we hear descriptions that Krishna wants to drink the nectar from Radharani's lips, and he's named Madhusudan, one who drinks the sweet honey madhu from Radharani, the nectar, Madhusudan from Radharani's lips, that's his name. There's so much sweet nectar there, the loving affection and the intimacy of Radharani's heart and Krishna's nectar-filled lips for Radharani, Bimbadaram, Adhara Amritam, the nectar of the lips. But then we find that Radharani's feet are just as sweet as her lips, because Radharani's feet are full of Mahabhava, the sweetest expression, her lips, her hair, her fingers, her nails, her eyes, her expressions, her movements, her words, her speech, her songs, the bhoga that she's offering to Krishna. She cooks in Krishna's house in Nandagram. And it's not, it's like someone, when she cooks and Krishna is relishing that, he starts feeling ecstatic and he loses his whole appetite because he's not relishing kachoris and rubbery and samosas and Ganga Jal Ladus and all these different types of wonderful exotic preparations that Radharani prepares along with the sakis. But what he's really experiencing is the ecstatic taste of Radharani's Mahabhav. This is the Amritam. This is the amazing. And then a previous verse we describe as the Uchishta, the Radha Uchishta, that the Mandris are so fortunate because they get the Uchishta, the remnants of Radharani's Mohan, Mohini, Mahaprasad. Krishna takes the tambul, passes it to Radharani. It's Mohan Prasadi tambul, and Radharani relishes Krishna's pure love, and then Mohini, all of her Mahabhava is there, and now it's Mohan, Mohini, Mahaprasada, and Radharani spits it into the hand of her eager Manjari waiting by her side. Although right by the flower bed, that's part of the sevas of the Manjaris. When they're arranging for the Kali Kunja in the forest of Vrindavan, they bring Radharani's pet parrot and Manjubhashini in her cage and sit her in a corner. And then they have a table there with tambul and so many different spices, many things, and fragrant drinking water and many articles for puja and worship and serving in the happiness and satisfaction and comfort of Radha Govinda Yuga. But alongside the flower bed, there are two beautiful golden pots inlaid with jewels. They're called, in modern vernacular, they're called spittoons. But they're kumbhas, small pots. And Krishna, Radharani, they may spit their tumble into the spittoon if the need arises. They're there. That's what seva is all about. You provide everything that might be needed. When you serve someone who's a guest on their plate, then there's a standard way to serve, which Prabhupada taught everyone. So when you serve the plate, there's certain condiments that are put in a particular position on the plate. If you divide the tali from 12 o'clock into time, so it from 1 to 2 o'clock on the tali clock, 1 to 2 o'clock on the tali clock, that's where you put the nibu, and you put the nibu in the namak, and you put the green chili, that's there, 1 to 2, and then in the center you put the abat or rice, and then the left hand. There's a system to making the plates, and this is well known in Mayapur in the Didi department and other Didi departments around the world. Those that are particular about the science of archan. So everything is arranged. Whether or not the person you're serving this Mahaprasadam to, he may not take green chilies, like as I've been served in Bengal and in many places where the people know the proper procedure of serving. But all the things, facilities are there that you may require. You may not take the salt, or you may, whatever. So the Manjaris are doing all kinds of services, whether or not Radha and Krishna use them or not, that doesn't matter. They're there, they're ready, if needed. So, but generally there's some They don't need a spittoon because this is enough. This works fine. The hand of Rupa Manjari or whomever may be there. So this is this sweetness of Radharani's tambo is her Mahabhava, but we find that Krishna is, he's Madhavendra, that Krishna says Madhuri, says Mirajita Parasushama Madhuri Madhavena, that even Krishna is worshipping Radharani's feet, because Radharani's feet are full of Mahabhava. And we quoted that verse from Sankalpa Kalpa Druma some classes ago, where Vinod Valeri Manjari, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, and his Manjari Srupavei, she's praying at the end of Nisha Leela that he has rendered the service of Padasamvahan. He's been massaging Radharani's lotus feet very beautifully and nicely, and possibly Rupa Manjari is massaging Krishna's feet. And that was in a switch, because in Vilap Kusumanjali, maybe that was the fulfillment, because in Vilap Kusumanjali, we see that Tulsi Manjari is praying to Rupa Manjari, "Oh Rupa, when will you give me the feet that you're, when will you give me an opportunity to massage the feet you're massaging?" And there's paintings of that, of the yoga pit, where the mantris are there, and Astasakis and Astupas, Astasakis and Astamantris. Yuga Sarkar is sitting on an asan, singasan, and Radharani's feet are crossed, like she has her legs crossed, and Rupa Manjari is massaging Radharani's feet, and right next to her, Krishna's feet are going, because it's like this, because Rupa's on this, on Krishna's side, and Radharani's feet are going over to him. And Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, is on Radha's side, with near Vishaka, or Yuteshwari. And Krishna's feet are going to her, so it's like this. You see? It's Krishna, Radharani's here, and Krishna's here. So Radharani's putting her feet over here, because Rupa Manjari is not below Radharani's feet. Tulsi Manjari is, because they're like this. And then, they're both like that. Rupa and Rati, whatever it tells me. But it sets the positioning, so that's mimicking, or let's say portraying that prayer from Vilap Kusumanjali, where he's praying. So in this particular Leela, envisioned and meditated upon by Vishnu Chakravarti 200 years ago, he's massaging Radharani's feet, not Rupa Manjari, by the mercy of Rupa Manjari, or the wish of Radharani. So we know that Valeri is massaging the feet and appreciating them, and say, "Oh, Radharani, when will I massage your feet with my hair, and when will I stare at them with my eye, gaze at their wonderful beauty with my eyes, and when will I smell the amazing fragrance with my nose, and then when will I embrace your lotus feet to my chest? Then I will look very cautiously and carefully. I'll look around to see if any mandris or anyone's there, any mandris are looking through the spaces in the kunja. And if no one's looking because I feel some shy, then I'm holding your feet like this, and I will kiss your feet." Very beautiful. This is one of the special verses of Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. Otherwise, most of all the verses and Leela pictures there and Leelas that are mentioned there are exactly the same in Vilap Kusumanjali. This was pointed out to me by Advaita Das, as I was asking about the book, and he said, "Well, it's practically a carbon copy of Vilap Kusumanjali. Many of the same verses and meditations, but there are certain sections that are uniquely the unique contribution of Vishwanath, and this is one of them." So now we can appreciate by this how, and so now what, he's kissing the feet. She, her Manjari form, is kissing the feet because they're sweet and they're full of Mahabhava. So this is the position of Radharani's feet. But here Krishna is mentioning Madhava. So okay, the Manjaris and Sakis, they massage Radharani's feet, and even the Manjaris sometimes kiss Radharani's feet and hold them to their breasts because they're Radhasneha Adik. Or the Sakis, I don't know if they would go that far, but sometimes they also press Radharani's feet. Lita Vishaka, others, they do that. But here it says Madhavena, Mirajita Parashushima Madhuri Madhavena. So I thought to more appreciate the glories of Radharani's feet, we should hear about something about the glories of Krishna's feet. Well, it's not mentioned in the Tika, and I get ideas from the Tikas and the commentaries of Prabhupada, Ananda Gopal Goswami, and Madhusudan Das Adhikari, and Srila Nantadas Pandit, who are all three combined in these Tikas, which is mentioned in the beginning of this Radhara Sudaniti. And they have very wonderful insights, and we share those. And we also have some of our own insights, which we contribute also. So, and this idea, what I'm presenting, is what I received from Srila Nantadas Pandit by studying his books, because he often, when he's glorifying Radharani, he had, in his Tikas, he explains, well, Radharani's glorious, but let's see how glorious she is by hearing about how glorious Krishna is. And then he cites verses from Krishna Karnamrita and so many things about the glories of Krishna's name, and it's Madhuram Madhuram, he's so sweet. Then he says, but still, Radharani is so sweet that even that sweet person is worshipping Radharani. So this is a technique that I picked up from his presentation as a acharya and guru and teacher of these shastras. So taking the dust of his feet on my head and praying for his mercy, then I will do the same thing. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Kurukshetra, and this is chapter 83, there's an amazing, what we say, august assembly, an amazing meeting of the Yadavas and Pandavas and Brishnis and Vrijvasis and Dwarkavasis and the queens of Dwarka. Everyone was there. Were you there? You weren't there. Oh, you really missed it. But it's not that, it's okay, it's on YouTube. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam. And for us, the YouTube is Srimad Bhagavatam. We have the Krishna tube. You know, this is Technicolor. This is 3D, 4D. This is Bhav, and this is Prem Drishti and Prem Lochan. Okay, we take advantage of YouTube and see our Gaudiya Acharyas and hear their katha and be blessed that way, no doubt. But the Bhagavatam is not less. It's also worthy of our absorption and study. So there, as ladies often do when they get together, they talk and they talk and they talk. And who do they talk about? Their husbands. Sorry, it's been going on since time eternal. God's wives talk about him. So don't feel bad. You know, Bhaktapada, don't feel bad if, you know, your wife talks about you sometimes. I mean, Krishna, you only have one. Imagine you have 16,000 wives talking bad about you. He doesn't make enough money, you know. And we're stuck in this island. All I see is water all around. There's no mountains. And I want to go for a holiday. I want to go to Disney World or whatever. It's not like that, of course. But they're all there in Kurukshetra. And Draupadi's there, the mother of the wife of the Pandavas, and Kunti, and everyone's there. And this is, of course, before before the Kurukshetra battle and the chronology. So the queens of Dwarka came there, and they met Draupadi, and the queens of Krishna and Dwarka and Draupadi are roughly the same age, so they have kind of, they can relate to each other. So then Draupadi, they met all together and said, listen, you know, Krishna's your husband. How did you meet? Was it love marriage, or was it arranged, or did you meet in the kitchen in ISKCON, or how can you tell us about the story of your marriage? And then he said, oh, my marriage, my father set up this Swayamvara. There were seven bulls, and they were as strong as 10,000 elephants. And he said, I will only give my daughter Satya to some hero, some prince or king who can catch, you know, defeat all these seven wild bulls and ferocious bulls and tie them up. And if he can do that. So Krishna came, because bulls, that's no problem for Gopal. Krishna's Govinda, Gopal, that's why he came over to Vrindavan to go to cow school, cow herding school. So because he knew in the future, Krishna knows the past, present, and future. There's a lot of pretty girls out there that he has to catch. So he has to learn the art of tying up bulls. I mean, he was tying up bulls since he was 5, 6 years old. So he went there and said, and the king said, okay, this is, you have to And Krishna said, all right, no problem. I don't have any problem tying up bulls. You know, because so Krishna just walked out there. He didn't have his Vamshi. He didn't have his Venu Murli. He just walked out and he spoke. He spoke to them because he speaks the language of all the animals. He said, listen, boys, you know, Govinda's here. Gopal's here. So they all just put their heads down and he tied them all up. Just went around like this, tied them up, and brought them. And everyone was, how'd he do it? Krishna's a charmer. He's the seducer and charmer of every living entity in the world. So like this, Krishna showed his power. So now they're talking about that. So then after all the eight principal queens described how they married Krishna, then Draupadi asked, what about the other 16,100? Because the eight queens, the Mukhya Mahishis of Dwarka, obviously they're the expansions of the Ashtasakis, Satyabhama is Radharani, Rukmini is Chandravali, and Satyam is Lita, and they all have, all the names are identified in the Puranas, Vishnu Purana and others, who they all are. And that's their expanded forms in the Dwarka Leela. That's Purna Bhagavan Krishna, and then that's Purna Radharani, you could say. That form of Satyabhama, because the Purna Bhagavan is Krishna in Dwarka, Purnatara Bhagavan is Krishna in Mathura, and Purnatam Bhagavan is Krishna in Vrindavan. So then the expansions of the Shakti must be similar, at least in terms of Tattva. So Radharani, Satyabhama is there representing Radharani. So then Draupadi asked, she asked Mahishi Rohini to be the spokesman. Can you explain about how you all married? And of course, the story is there. They were all princesses and daughters of various kings of India who were captured or defeated by King Narakasura. And they were locked up in his palace. And of course, they were touched by him and living with him. So no prince would ever marry such a personality. So Krishna came there to kill Narakasura. Of course, it was actually his own son, but he became a demon. And he killed him, and then he liberated all those princesses. And only God, they had no other shelter but God, because they could never get married according to Dharma. Vedic Dharma would be impossible for these young, beautiful kanyas to get married because they were imprisoned by a man and touch, maybe not touch, but the idea, the implication is there. So Krishna took care. He liberated them from the clutches of that demoniac person, Narakasura, and he took them to Dwarka, then he married them all. Because he's above all the law, because he is the law. He's a lawmaker. So Rohini, who is not the mother of Balaram, don't get confused, Rohini Nandan, that's another Rohini. Just like you may have the Your Nitya Sakhi form or Mandri form may be Guna Mandri. Your name may be Guna Mandri. Well, there's thousands of Guna Mandris. There's so many different people. You know, Mandris and Sakhis are the same names, but everything is sorted out and everything is arranged somehow by Yoga Maya, so it all becomes very personal, intimate. But you're Radharani and you're Krishna and you're Rupa and Rati. It's all adjusted. So there she's saying, she's not really telling details. She's simply flabbergasted. Rohini is speaking on behalf of 16,000 Mahishis that met Draupadi in Kurukshetra. And she's simply glorifying Krishna's feet. What's the amazing quality of Krishna's feet? She's saying, she says, Navayam Sadvi Samrajyam Swarajyam Bhojyam Api Yuta Vairajyam Prameshtyam Cha Anantyam Va Hare Param Kamayamaha etasya shimat pararaja shriyam kucha kunkma kandadyam murdna vodam gadaprita. She's saying, Oh Sadvi, this is a term of glorification and praise. Oh saintly one. She's addressing Draupadi, the mother of the Panch Pandavas. Oh Sadvi, Draupadi. We don't want samrajya. Samrajya means to be the Raj of everything. We don't want lordship of the earth. We don't want to be the king of heaven. We don't want unlimited facility for enjoyment. We don't want mystic cities. We don't want to become Brahma. We don't even want eternal life or immortality. We don't even want the kingdom of God. Hari Param. It says, Anantyam va Hari Param. We don't even want Hari Param, the place of Hari, Vaikuntha. Well, what do you want? You're a queen. And, you're recording? You're a queen, and queens usually have lots of calm and desire. But you don't want anything. Oh no, there's one thing we want, and that's what they say. We simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Krishna's feet. Srimat Padarajasriya. This is our Kama Yamaha Etasya. Our Kama, our one desire is this. We want the dust of Krishna's feet. Is it just the dust of Krishna's feet? No, it's a special kind of dust. Many people want the dust of Krishna's feet. Many yogis are meditating. There are many stories about getting the dust of your feet and dust of Krishna's feet and the power of Krishna's foot dust. Charana Renu. Ayim Nanda Tanasha Kindgram Patitam Vama Shivam Pavambudo. It's like that. Sitanduli Satyajam Vichintya. He says, I want to be a particle of dust at your feet. Mahaprabhu is praying. Here are the Rohini's praying. I want the dust of Krishna's feet. What dust is that? It's enriched by the fragrance of the kunkum from Radharani's breasts. That's what Vishnu is saying in the Tika. Because they say, Srimat Padarajasriya Kucha Kunkama. Kucha means breast. Kunkum means a fragrant saffron or some type of red powder. Very fragrant and attractive, decorating the breasts of these celestial, divine, transcendental personalities we read about. Srimat Padarajasriya. I want that Padarajasriya. You say Brajaraj. Brajaraj means the dust of Vrindavan from Shriya. That Shri Kucha from Radharani. Radharani was holding Krishna's breast, feet on her breast, And then couldn't come from there. So they're glorifying. These are the feet we're glorifying. So Krishna's feet are being glorified by all the queens. And then the next verse they say in verse 10th chapter, verse 83, chapter 83, verse 43. Brajastriyo yadvanchanti pulindyastrina viruda gavashchara yato gopa parasparsha mahatmanaha. We 16,000 Mahishis of Dwarka, we desire the same contact with Krishna's feet that the Brajagopis, Brajastriya, the Gopas, the Gopis, and even the Adivasis, the Palindas, aboriginal Palinda women, that they desire. We want the touch of the dust of his feet that he leaves on the plants and grass as he tends the cows. So then, this is the grass is always greener on the other side. In this verse, Vishnu brings it out in this purport, which I'm summarizing now, that this verse shows the rivalry between the Brajagopis and the Dwarka Mahishis, that actually they're not really happy with the Krishna they have. They'd rather have the Krishna that Radharani has. They want the Krishna in Vrindavan that Krishna, that even the Adivasis run after the dust of his feet and rub it on their faces to satisfy the burning desire of their eyes to see Krishna. And they rub it on their lips to satisfy their burning desire to kiss Krishna. Then they rub this padareno from Krishna's feet. They rub the Adivasis, Palinda women, rub it on their breasts to satisfy their burning desires to embrace Krishna. So that's why it's described in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that they rubbed it on their face and their breast. And Vishnu explains why. Because they rubbed it on their eyes because they were seeing Krishna. They weren't seeing Krishna. Premanjana vilochanena, right? It says in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana, how's that verse? Yes, thank you. Premanjana charita vilochanena, that they were just seeing the dust from Krishna's feet. And they knew this is the dust from Krishna's feet. And it's Kunkum, this is Radharani. And we want to see Krishna like the gopis see Krishna. We want to smell Krishna's feet like the gopis smell. So they rubbed on their eyes. They rubbed on their nose. We want to smell Krishna's body like the gopis smell. We want to taste Krishna, the dust Krishna's feet like the gopis taste. Like we just heard, the Manjaris are kissing Radharani's feet or kissing, maybe Radharani's kissing, we can't say, never been. But we want to, this is their experience. So the Jorka Mahishi, they're envious, or they're not envious, but they're jealous. Oh, look at that. They're mentioning in the Bhagavatam, when they meet Draupadi and Kurukshetra, look how fortunate these Adivasis are. Can you imagine? You're a queen in Dwarka with your own independent palace and your own Krishna and your own Vasudeva and David, his mother and father, your own Devaki and Vasudeva and all the, everyone, you have every palace has a Vasudeva and Devaki and the whole entourage is there. And your own palace and your 10 sons and your 10 sons and your one daughter, and they're all Krishna's issue and your children, but you want to be an Adivasi. I'd rather be a Braja Adivasi, I'd rather be a Braja Palinda woman to get that dust from the grass of Vrindavan, the Trina. This is so see the extraordinary position. And Vishnu tells in his purport how the queens of Dwarka, the rivalry they have. Imagine in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it describes how Krishna is in the chambers with Rukmini in the private chambers. And she notices that Krishna's pillow, his takia, his pillow is all wet. And the roof is not leaking. It's not rainy season. And then she sees Torgadisha's face and it's all wet with tears. And he's sleeping, but he's crying. And he's saying something. Radha, Radha, Radha. Very beseechingly and imploringly, crying and begging, Radha, Radha. Radha, in those words, it's automatically, the message is coming out just in those two syllables, Radha, Radha. Radha, where are you? Radha, I miss you. Radha, I want to be with you. Radha, when will I see you? Just all those messages, all those meanings are there in two syllables, Radha. And ladies can understand the bhavs and moods of their beloveds. So Rukmini was amazed. This is Brihad Bhagavatamritam. She was amazed. How great are these gopis of Braj? So these verses from Bhagavatam are describing how the amazing glories of Krishna's feet. But that Krishna that carries the kunkum of Radharani's feet, I mean, the kunkum of Radharani's breast on his feet, and there's so much desire, those feet are so much desired by all the queens and everyone, he's worshipping Radharani's feet. Pranali koti nirajita parasushma madhuri madhavena. Madhava, Krishna. Madhav means the husband of the goddess of fortune. So the original, the Adi Shri or the Adi Lakshmi is Radharani, Samrajya, Srimati Radharani. So Madhav, he is her Utpati, her eternal husband in Tattva, but in Leela that's Parakya, Utpati Bhav. So he's worshipping, he's the husband of the goddess of fortune. Because Narayan is also a name of Narayan is Madhav. When we decorate our body with tilak marks, 12, 13, whatever it is, Om Narayan Namaha Madhavaya Om Govindavaya Vishnave Damodaraya, all these are names of some of the 24 forms of Vishnu, which are depicted in a painting on the BBT First Canto Bhagavatam. And the difference between Damodara Vishnu and Padmanabh Vishnu and Govinda Vishnu and all these, and Vasudeva and Kesha Vishnu is the position of their four symbols or weapons. Well, not weapons, not two are weapons. The chakra and the gada and the padma and the conch, the other one. So some are in the top right hand or lower right hand. So when we say, oh, Damodarayam, it's not Radha Damodar. It's not the Damodar of Vrindavan. This is Vishnu Tilak for Vishnu Bhaktas. But Vishnu is Krishna, Krishna is Vishnu, is all one in Tattva. And we can think like that when we put the Om Keshavaya Nama. Keshavaya Nama is the name of a form of Lord Vishnu. But we think of Keshavaya, he's that Lord that's controlled by Swadina Bratrika Radharani. This is her Nayaka, one of her Nayaka Bhavs, Swadina Bratrika. And that's one of her 25 qualities of Radharani, is Prem Vashibhut. Vashi means control. Vashibhut. Prem, she controls Krishna with her Prem Vashibhut. So then, naturally, then Swadina Bratrika means one who controls the lover. Swa means my, and Adin means control. Swadin, Bratrika, beloved. So there in the Shringharvat, then Radharani, after Ras, and she, or maybe she's in Man, different stories are told about that Leela in Shringharvat by the Yamuna. Then she orders Krishna, oh, you performed this Kandarpa Yajna. You performed this Yajna to Kandarpa. Now you worship Kandarpa, now you've done puja, now you have to put the deity, you bathe the deity now, and you have to put the deity back in the altar, and from the snan patra, you have to put him on the singasan and dress. So now please redress me, comb my hair. You see that painting of Shringarvat, Krishna's combing Radharani's hair. Comb my hair, fix my hair, dress me. Radharani's like this. So this is Swadina Bratrika. She fully controls Krishna. He's Madhav. He's Madhav means the husband of the goddess of fortune. So I was just saying that when we put on Tilak, we can think. The fact is that all these names, Padmanabh, etc., they're all names of Vishnu. It's called Vishnu Tilak. But in Ragmarg, one who has Rag, one who's attached, he sees everywhere his Ishta. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyas, Aradya Bhagavan Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar. This is not Jagannath. This is Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he ran in the temple every day, and when he came first to have darshan of Lord Jagannath in Sri Mandir in Puri, when he first entered Puri, he ran into the temple with the madness of Radharani going out on Avisar, madly running. And he's saying, Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar. That's what's written in the Bengali Shloka. In Lord Chaitanya, he saw Lord Jagannath as Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar. And sometimes you see paintings of Jagannath. Have you ever seen those paintings or cards? Jagannath's big eyes and his face, and he's playing the flute. Big smile on his hand. How do you play? I don't know. But anyway, he's playing the flute. I mean, I'm sure that Jagannath can play the flute with his long arms like that, because you know why I'm sure? I'm convinced. Because I've seen Krishna in the winter playing flute with mittens on. If you don't know what a mitten is a glove. You know a glove? When it's cold, you put on some gloves and they have fingers. There's also a type of glove that only has no fingers. It's solid here. When it's really cold, all your fingers want to be close together. They don't want any space. So really cold weather gloves. And there's one little thing for your thumb, right? So in English, probably it comes from German. It sounds like a German mitten. It sounds like some German. And everything comes from somewhere else. So that's called mitten. So you go into Radha Damodar Mandir, and I lived there for 3 years, in the winter, and Krishna's holding the flute with his mittens. And he's playing. So I can say, I've seen Krishna playing flute wearing mittens, which are gloves with no fingers. All your fingers are together in one side of a big glove. So if Krishna can play flute with his mittens or gloves on his fingers, then surely Jagannath can play the flute. Anyway, that's a side point. But he saw that Jagannath was Brajan. So when he put on this Keshavaya, oh yes, you're Keshav. You're the one that brushes Radharani's Kesh. And oh, Damodaraya, oh, Damodar, you're that naughty lover that came late for the meeting. And Radharani was in Kalahantarita Bhav. Kalaha, Kalahaha, Kalaha means argument. You see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a tika there describing the deity of Shakshi Gopal and Jagannath. Shakshi Gopal was once in the Jagannath Mandir because the King Prataparudra went to the neighboring country in the south. Maybe it was Utkal, because Utkal Kalinga are two different states. Kalinga, I think he's from Utkal, and he conquered the Kalinga king. And he had a beautiful deity of Shakshi Gopal there. So he brought him back, and he, because it was spoils of the war, and he put him inside a temple of Jagannath. The story is there. So then Shakshi Gopal is Gopal, and Gopal loves sweets. So he was in the temple, he was in a temple of Jagannath when he first came, but there was no place to put him. So then when all the sweets would be offered, Balya Bhog would be offered to Jagannath in the morning, then go before Jagannath could even eat, I mean, Rajendranandan Jagannath could even take any, then Gopal would eat them all so fast. So then they started fighting on the altar, Shakshi Gopal and Jagannath. And the tika is called Prem Kalaha. This is the tika in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and BBT also. And that's in one of my books about Puri. It's called a lover's quarrel. Prem Kalaha means lover's quarrel. So in this type of Nayaka Bhav, Kalaha, Antarita, Kala Antarita. So it means fighting within yourself. Antar, everyone knows Antar means inside. Antaryami, super soul goes inside. Kalaha, Antar. So fighting inside yourself. Like someone, for example, some boy and girl, and they're going for a long time, they're good friends. Then one day the boy asks the girl, so I would like to marry you. Would you like to marry? And he spontaneously said, no, I want to follow my career. I don't want to get married. And then that boy suddenly disappeared. and he didn't call. And he said, my friend is not calling me, because he thought, well, if she doesn't want to get married, I'll go somewhere else. And he just left like that, because men are a little unpredictable. They're attached, but not as attached as women. They're very attached, but they can also instantly run away, which is not a good quality at all. I'm not encouraging it. If you're married, don't run away. Don't be a coward. Stand and fight at all costs. Either way, you know, wives stand and fight or whatever. So then she may say, oh, why did I say that? Later on, she'll say, okay, I want my career, but I want to be married too, and I want to be married to him. And all of a sudden she calls his number. Sorry, this number does not work. So there's Kalahantarita. Krishna comes late for the meeting with Radharani. And then she gets angry. She's all obvious signs of meeting some other Nayaka. So then she says, go out from here. Drive him away. Go from here. And then he leaves. Then she thinks, oh, she changes her mind. Actually, better late than never. It's not really sunrise yet, and I don't really have to run home yet to Yavat. And there's still some time, and then there's all types of different sambhog. There's four different types of sambhog. There's four different types of loving intimacy with your beloved, lover and beloved. One's called sankshipta. There's sampurna and sampatti. There's four different levels of intense loving exchanges with the beloved due to mood and time together and exchanges and intimacies. They had different names. So it's called sankshipta. Shipta means the word shipta. K-S-H-I-P-T-A. Shipta. Shipta means momentarily. Sankshipta. Or just together for a moment. Like the husband works on the third floor of the office building, and the wife works on the fourth floor. Two different offices. So the husband gets in the elevator on the third floor to go to the ground, to go out to eat, or to whatever, on a break. And then when the elevator opens up, coming down from the fourth floor is his wife. He says, I'm just going down to the ground floor. I have to go to some office and go back. It's not my lunch break. Oh, okay. Door, close the door. And if they're really ridiculously attached to each other, they may put the elevator on a switch where you can stop its movement. There's some emergency switch. Dunk. And then this is called, and then for a short time, some ship to some boat. They enjoy together briefly. So Radharani's thinking, okay, the sun is almost rising, but it hasn't risen yet. The sky is not pink, but the sky is becoming whitish. You know, light is in the sky, but it's not pink. There's different degrees of Arun, waking, dawn. Dawn has different portions. First, some light. I sleep on the veranda, so I know very well, especially if I oversleep. So it's like it gets light, and then you think, oh, now it's when it starts to get light, it's about an hour and a half before sun rising. So, well, I should get up. And you think, oh, then the more light, and then it comes red, and it's way too late then. But anyway. So she quarreling with herself, come back. And then she says, go get him. So Kalahantarita is when she's arguing with herself. So anyway, when we say Damodar, when we put on a tilak and say Damodar, it can be that Damodar, that's Krishna when he came late. Why I'm telling this whole Kantarita? Because Krishna came late. We're putting on tilak, and all the Vishnu names can also be Krishna and Krishna Leela. And we're supposed to be absorbed in Krishna's names and Leela from the time we wake up. And the Gaura Govinda Smarana Archana Padati, Dhyan Chandra, he's instructing the Raghunatha Sarakas in their bhajan pat. It's a bhajan pat, the path of devotion. It says when you wake up, you pray to Mother Bhumika and to Brajadam, please bless me with your mercy and forgive me for walking on you with my shoes or feet or whatever. Then you start reciting the names of your Ishtadev, your personal Ishtadev, Om Madan Gopal, or Radha Govinda, or Radha Gopinath. And he has different names there of Krishna that are his favorites, that he likes. But it's not that you have to carbon copy and say all those same names. But he's giving you the idea that whatever your favorite names, Giridhari Sham, Hari Marari, Shama Pyari, Govardhanadari, Govinda Gopal, Shilara Lilal, Priya Priyatam, Shilara Lilal. These are the names I chant because I like these names. I even made a little bhajan with it. Giridhari Sham, Hari Marari, Shama Pyari, Govardhana Dari, Govinda Gopal, Shilara Lilal, Priya Priyatam, Shishama Sham, Kishore Kishari, Radha Murali Dar, Radhika Hari, Radha Damodar. Like this. So everyone's doing bhajan, and they have their own rag and their own ruchi. If there's no ruchi and there's no rag, there's no raganuga bhajan. It's not, there's some guidelines, and it's natural because what Dhyan Chandra is telling, or what Siddha Krishna is telling in his Sadhana Lahari Amritam in Bengali or maybe Hindi, whatever, they're telling how they do bhajan, and they're giving guidance and ideas for other sadhakas to do bhajan. So then the Gutika came out, how to combine your Astakali Lila Smaran with Gaur Lila Smaran and Krishna Govinda, Krishna Govinda Smaran, like this. But ultimately it's your own, the idea is that wake up remembering Krishna's Namrup Guna and Lila and do it throughout the day. So then Damodar's, oh, he came late to the Kunja, Radharani's in Kalahantarita Bhav, and she's driven him out. Kalahantarita Nayakabhav, she's driven him out and she's fighting with herself. Kalaha, Kalahantarita, she's Antarita inside herself, she's having a Kalaha. She's fighting, oh, why did I send him out? Lita, bring him back. No, she won't ask Lita because she won't bring him back. She'll ask some Mandri. Hey, Tulsi Mandri, go get him because they're Radha Sneha Adik and the Sakis are Samasneha. They have, or even Krishna Sneha, they're more affection. Especially Lalita. He's gone, good. Look what he did to you all night. You're waiting for him. You decorated this whole kunja. Because there's different Nayaka Bhavas. They go on progression. First there's Avisarika. You run, and then you decorate the kunja. Asiksashika. Then there's Utkantita. Then you're waiting. And they're all different intensities. So Kalantarita's towards that when it's being, you're almost stood up. So then she calls him back. And then when he comes back, Radharani says, listen, hold him against that Kadama tree. And then Radharani takes off Madhavi Vata, this is Madhavi, and she ties it around Krishna, and ties him tightly, his arms like this, and says, okay, now you're not leaving my kunj. Never you're going to leave my kunj. So that beloved that was bound that lover that was bound by his lover in the kunjas of Vrindavan, that's Damodar. This is told in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, this pastime. So we worship Radha Damodar, we're Gaudiyas. We're not in Vatsalya Bhav. And the most important line of this, Hari Bhakti Vilas tells us to sing this song, Damodarastakam. Many Gaudiyas, their gurus tell their disciples there's no need, we worship Radha Damodar. But many do sing this song. Your individual guru may say it's not necessary, that's between you and your guru Agya. And because I knew that, and I know that some don't. So I inquired to my guru, I said, what about this prayer? He said, it's in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's recommended in Kartik Vrat, we sing this song. But the most important line, he said, is Namo Radhi, the last line, because even Satyavrata Muni, who was in Vatsalya Bhav, he wants that spurti of Gopal. Twice in the bhajan, he's asking for spurti. Manasya virastam kim manasya avir amanasya virastam kim anyai. I don't want anything else but avirbhav, avirvastam. I want avirbhav means I want you to manifest and appear in my mind. With running in fear from Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda binding you. And he's saying twice, I want this. But ultimately, he says, actually, the topmost thing is Madhuriya Bhav, and the topmost thing is Radharani. Namaste to Dhamne, Spuranditi Dhamne. He says, Namo Radhi, Radhi Kayayi, Radhi Kayayi, Kayi, Kayi, Kayi. It's actually Kayi, Kayi, because it's K-A-Y, Kayi. Namo Radhi Kayi, Kayayi, Tvadiya. So the dearest lover of God, the greatest lover of God, the most blissful lover of God is none other than Radhika. So this is the conclusion. All roads lead to Radha. All roads don't lead to Ram. People say all roads lead to Ram. Yes? Oh, excuse me, Rome. Rome. Now that Bengali says Rome. Ram. They say Hari Ramo, Ramo. All roads lead to Radha. This is Ragmarg. Ragmarg means road, path. So all of our practices, all of our endeavors, they lead to the lotus feet of Radha and Radha Dasyam.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai. Shri Kartik Devi Radharani Ki Jai. Shyama Kanralakandir Govardhan Ki Jai.